about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
This program is for mature audiences only.
Please have your fake ID ready.
Get out of bed, you lazy sh**.
We found the only way to start the day. Get on the go with radio. We like to use it for household music. The daily chores are never a bore. For weather information, this is the station.
3, 2, 1.
Rise and shine, sleepyhead.
I'm not letting you go to work today.
Wait, what?
Everybody, listen up.
Welcome to The Drive.
Morning, morning, morning.
You're going to talk.
Get on the phone at 339-1140.
Pretty awesome, huh?
Jump in on our text line at 44-1140.
Everyone is talking about it. You must know that.
The Drive starts now.
You okay, buddy? Oh, Kyle. Kyle got choked up during the update.
Yeah, dude, something got caught in my throat.
Dave? You know, they say it's like baseball seasons. The way it starts is exactly how it's going to go. And we started the show like that. It can only go up from there, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
So you have your national chain coffee drink behind you.
That's actually not, that's just a cup from there.
Is it plastic? Like, yeah. I don't mean plastic. It's, of course
it's,
it is.
It's reusable, yeah.
There you go.
I think it's a couple bucks and you get 10 cents off if you use it when you go in.
If only you had other things to tell us.
I actually do. It's funny you say
that. Wow.
Yeah, it's actually time to check out the number bed that changes with you at Sleep Choice Mattress Centers in Folsom, Citrus Heights, Sacramento. And at sleepchoice.com. When I was listening back to the show while I was, you know, chopping it up for the podcast.
Yeah.
I noticed that in one of my reads, I said Citrus Heights, but like one word, and I subtracted a few letters.
Citrus Heights?
Yeah, but it didn't come out like that. That sounds like Citrus Heights.
Like
it was like
Citrites?
It was like Citrite. Yeah. Like something like that. It's like Folsom Citrus.
Yeah, there used to be a Dreyer's ice cream flavor called Citrus Heights.
I didn't know that.
It was a big deal.
That's such good Citrus Heights knowledge.
Thank you. Thank you. And welcome into The Drive, 44-1140. You can text us. I'd throw the phone numbers out, 339-1140. But you're all too sleepy to call, and I get that. We'll clean up the text messages in just a second. Welcome into a Wednesday edition of The Drive. Citrus Heights ice cream flavor. Oh, here's another thing. The state of California, there will be a ballot measure now to split the state into three states. That actually passed the initial whatever needed to happen, signatures and stuff, to actually put it on the ballot. So the idea here is to split California into three states. There would be Northern California, Southern California, and California. I'm not joking. Now, even if this passes, which it's not expected to for some dumb reason, but even if it did pass, Congress has to ratify this.
Right. Yeah, you can't just make up new states.
You can't, for many reasons. But and the reason why, even if it passed here, which it won't pass Congress, is because now you have four new senators. You have different, you know, the Electoral College.
Misaligns the stars on the flag.
Yes. I love the idea. I do. The Northern California state would basically be above Monterey north. So you'd have Sacramento, San Francisco, Lake Tahoe.
The far superior state.
Much. Southern California would be the worst because you'd have Fresno, Bakersfield, Riverside, San Diego. San Diego's great. But it's that in.
San Diego's great, but a little overrated.
I agree with you.
If someone said, Kyle, you get to go to San Diego for a week, I'd be psyched.
Right.
But It's a little overrated.
Take about 500,000 people out of San Diego, and it's fantastic.
Yes.
California, though, the actual third state, the California state, would start at Monterey. That's a great start. And then Monterey, Santa Barbara, Los Angeles would be right at the south. And then everything west of Bakersfield, Riverside, and all that. So to give you an idea. I mean, I like the Monterey part of it. Love Santa Barbara.
Sure.
Then you got Los Angeles.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
I could all but guarantee that I would love to see the way this voting breaks down, because it's probably going to lose 80-20. But Northern California will probably vote for it 80-20.
Yes.
We'd love to get away from those jackholes down south.
It actually makes sense. I'm sure there are political things and trade things and all that that I'm super not privy to, because I talk about sports on the radio. I don't know enough about how the government works to know what happens when you get two new states. But when I'm in Southern California, it does feel like a different state. It feels like when I'm on the East Coast.
Sure.
You feel so disconnected from the capital and Sacramento.
They are different. I mean, California is too big.
It's such a different mammoth. It's such a different vibe.
And somebody might say, oh, Texas and Alaska are bigger. Yeah, Texas has Houston and Dallas.
And a little bit San Antonio.
A little bit San Antonio. I mean, California's got so much stuff. Yosemite, Tahoe, Monterey, Sacramento, San Francisco, Oakland, L.A., San... I don't need to name cities in California, by the way, which I just pretty much did. Santa Barbara, also a great TV show. That's from the 916. I would agree with that. That was a fine soap opera for a while. What was the main character's name? Cruz? Or was that his real name? I don't know. But I watched part of it. What else? So, hey, item one, California, three states. Your thoughts. I went to the dentist yesterday.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, that's what dentists say when I go in. I go in and they get all ready. I always like try to use humor.
Oh, I do the same thing.
Like, well, you know.
But it never works.
And they're always like, oh, gosh, no, whatever's going on, I've seen, you know. And then inevitably by the end, they're like, well, listen. We got to talk.
Hey, Bob, cancel the rest of my appointments.
Yeah, pretty much.
For today.
Oh, I have a lot of anxiety when it comes to doctors and the dentist. Like, a lot. Everybody has anxiety. I get a lot of anxiety. Like,
yeah,
anxiety
smoke
to the point, I'm sweating.
Yeah.
I start getting stress headaches. It was actually the best, worst feeling, because I thought I was going to get all this crap done yesterday. And then after the examination, he was like, okay, so we're going to send you home. But we need you to come back this Friday, and we're gonna knock out the left side of your mouth, and then not like literally knock it out, but and then the following Friday we're gonna do the other side. Point being is that now for the rest of the week, the great news was I got out of the dentist chair without a single anything. The bad news is now for the rest of the week, I got to think about that right after the show, I have to go drive and sit in a dentist chair and have a needle put in my mouth to numb me. And then the following Friday, I got to do the same thing.
That sucks.
From the 209, if you hate L.A. so much, why do you begin your show with a song that's basically about L.A.? It says Sacktown.
It's definitely not about it.
Yeah, thank you. From the 916, that's stupid. Talking about the states now. People are weighing in on three states.
Oakland to Sacktown.
The Bay Area and back down. From the 916, that's stupid. Why can't they leave S alone? God dang. Well, because if you, I don't know, pay taxes, have an income, pay attention, it's not good.
The most dangerous phrase in the English language is we've always done it this way.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Water stealing, tax burden nightmares. Get out of here. Be your own state. Leave Northern California alone. Let us be our own. Let's see who wins. I don't want to be in the same state as the Lakers. That there alone is enough to get your vote. You're now in a different state. You now share the Warriors. The Warriors and the Kings are in the same state.
And now we can stop that whole, like, oh, I just root for any California team.
Well, whoever started that's dumb anyways.
It's the worst kind of person.
From the 916, which California would keep the bear flag? How about I don't care? You can have the
I think Northern California because we'd have all the forests and stuff.
Yeah.
Dibs.
Lastly, I never really understood the NorCal versus SoCal beef. All of California is great. Well, that's coming from somebody who either A, has never been to Southern California, B, is originally from Southern California, or C, stays in their house a lot. If you think that Southern California is as good as Northern California, I don't know what to tell you. So go sit on the 405 for 4 hours.
Dude, I stayed in Southern California for a month one time.
It sucks.
It's pretty brutal, man.
There are fine things to do when you visit.
Yes.
Beaches, yes. Santa Monica, Disneyland.
Yes.
But it is
several sports teams.
It's a cesspool of humanity is really what it is. Let's not wussyfoot around. It's a cesspool of humanity. Aaron Torres will join us at 7:35.
Lives in Southern California.
He's okay, though. Riley McAtee, good job here from The Ringer. He wrote the article yesterday about...
Really good get by you.
What the Kings should do. Well, I was saying good job to me. When I said great job, I was talking to myself.
Yeah, for sure.
Also, next week, we will begin that little thing we're doing where we're getting people... I got one.
Atta, babe.
Yeah, I got one from Duke.
Stay hot.
We'll have a Duke person on next week. We'll take a break. Show starts next with Morning Brew right here on Sports 1140 KHDK.
You're amazing.
Welcome back to The Drive.
It's just my job.
It's time for the Morning Brew. Now, here's Carmichael Dave.
And you came prepared. Are we still expecting more champagne best going
on
here?
I'm on Hennessy now. I don't know what champagne is. I'm on Hennessy.
Well, that's swaggy. No, wait, who was that? Was that Jordan Bell?
That was Jordan Bell.
Wow, the rookie
winner from the Warriors Parade yesterday.
Yeah, you laid out Warriors Parade awards.
Yeah.
You gave Swaggy the MVP.
Yeah, he was incredible.
He was the heavy favorite, though, wasn't he?
Yeah. He was the Warriors of championship parade performers.
You gave Jordan Bell Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, he was outstanding. Made a run at MVP for a while. He, at one point, I'm sure you've seen the video by now, but at one point, he's on his bus, and he takes a big chug out of his bottle of booze that he had, and it was empty.
Hennessy?
I didn't know if I could say.
Oh, yeah.
Looks in the crowd, sees somebody holding up a bottle, runs off the bus, jumps over one of the little gate things, goes to the crowd, grabs that bottle, takes a big swig out of it, hands it back, gets back on his bus.
Man, just grab the bottle and drink out
of it. Yeah, man. It was an incredible performance.
Did he give the other person something for the Hennessy?
No, I don't think so.
Typical. Typical Warrior. Hey, let's just take all the greatest stuff. And not,
if you're going to hand your bottle out there,
if
he had just run up and swiped it from somebody, then...
Selfish. Much like he is on the court.
Yeah, big time.
The Warriors had another parade. It was neat. There were buses with names on it. Kevin Durant was sensitive. Bob Myers had a little dig at him.
They just iced him. What was that for?
Yeah, I don't know.
A thing that isn't on the rundown that I want to address here.
Uh-huh.
Speaking of parades yesterday, the Caps had a parade as well, which meant Alex Ovechkin was parading.
One and last thing.
Yeah.
Before the year, I'm saying, we're not going to be sucked this year. We're the Stanley Cup champions! Yeah!
We're not going to be bleeping suck this year.
Yeah.
Just really excellent.
I mean, good for you. Good for you, Ovi. Is it fair to say the Caps parade was the best parade?
I mean, maybe.
Is it fair to say that parade fatigue has set in?
No. In the Warriors parade this year seemed way better than last year's.
You know, they've now had six parades since 2010 in the Bay Area.
In San Francisco, three in Oakland.
Same thing.
Actually,
exactly the same thing. 100%.
That
Oakland and San Francisco are literally the same thing.
Sacramento, Davis, exactly the same.
Fine. I'll wear that. We're educated. Go Aggs. What do you want from me? Jeez. Yikes. All right, let's move on. Number two.
After the timeout, Hackenberg hooks a pass to Robbie Anderson. Anderson trying to break free, and he's brought down by his ankles.
You
know how I found that?
What?
I found a video of all of Christian Hackenberg's completions from the preseason last
year. Yeah, because he hasn't played at all. Christian Hackenberg. We're just putting this in there. Camps are opening. We have more on this coming up at 7 o'clock. People that aren't showing up. People that have shown up. Andrew Luck. Did he throw a football? You'll have to wait till 7. But Christian Hackenberg, who was on John Gruden's QB camp, along with EJ Manuel and Derek Carr and Connor Cook, who were all
Marcus Mariota.
So, I'm saying
that draft class.
Yeah, he's not. I'm saying he's not on the Raiders. So all the QBs are on the Raiders were a part of his QB camp. He liked Christian Hackenberg, but it essentially turned into a mini tryout. They needed roster room and said, "See you later, Christian."
Yeah, he's not good. It turns out. What a bad pick by the Jets.
Thank you. I haven't seen a Christian treated that poorly since the Dream Team when Christian Laettner was completely frozen out by the rest of that squad. My goodness gracious. So no more. The Christian Hackenberg era is over in Oakland. You will be remembered, Christian Hackenberg.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Now, what could the R stand for?
Drive question of the day. What is your favorite Christian Hackenberg Raiders moment?
That is a wonderful question. What is the moment that sticks out to you about Christian Hackenberg? Number three.
Still not feeling real. Still feels like a movie, man. You know, just met Dana White. Crazy. Got to hang out with her. Like, just, I feel awesome, man. You know, I went in, battled a warrior, great athlete, came out victorious, followed the game plan, and it's just... You know, it's one of the best ones in the world, man. It's like sacking 100 quarterbacks.
Well, Greg Hardy was on Dana White's Contender Series. And instead of allegedly beating women, he is now definitely beating men. He went in the Contender Series is basically, think of it as like a minor league for the UFC, where UFC president Dana White and friends go around and look for fighters. Now, I will say this about Greg Hardy and watching the fight, because I did watch it yesterday. This kid has a lot of potential. It's amazing to see when you have top-flight, world-class athletes that have that it factor try to get into MMA. We saw it with Brock Lesnar. We definitely saw it with Greg Hardy. That's no joke. Like, CM Punk being in the UFC is a joke. And I respect the heck out of CM Punk for trying to do it. But he had no chance ever. Greg Hardy actually has a chance to be a force in the UFC. His moves yesterday were flat amazing. His striking is insane, and he's with the right camp. The scouting report on his fighting ability is he may be the top prospect the UFC has right now. And I'm saying that based on the fight last night. That being said, should a man who... Right. Has the history he has,
right,
be given this opportunity. That's the real story there. We'll talk more about that at 6:48. We'll take a break. When we get back, the Warrior Parade happened. Draymond Green claims that he's basically the guy who signed Kevin Durant all by himself. And Kyrie Irving, talking about his contract extension, or more to the point, not a contract extension. What was his reaction to the question? Let's just call it flat. We're back and forth. The Drive, Sports 1140 KHDK.
Here we go. The Drive continues now.
Aaron Torres of Fox Sports at 7:35. Riley McAtee from The Ringer at 8:05, coming to you as our guests always do on the Fire Wings Hotline. 21 different flavors to choose from. That's firewings.com. Get in there. Tell them Carmichael Dave sent you. Just wing it, would you? Just watching highlights of our boy Daniel Mengden. I thought things were going to go well for the A's yesterday when they got gifted that run on a wild pitch. And then that three-run shot off of Mengden, they had a shot of his face, and I swear to God, one of his curly Q mustache sides went up when he turned to look. Like, he was in surprise, like, meh? Like, he turned to look, and then he said a bad word. It might have been fudge. He might have said fudge, but I don't think that's what he said. It was real close on him.
Oh, I thought a bunch of birds flew overhead. You went, flock.
That might have been what it was. We're reading lips here.
Yeah, we're trying our best. You know what else we're trying to do, Dave?
Waste three doubles from our boy Chappie?
Yeah.
Yeah, that happened too, by the way.
I'm wearing his jersey today.
Yeah, you are. What else are we trying to do?
It's time to check out the number bed that changes with you at Sleep Choice Mattress Centers in Folsom, Citrus Heights, Sacramento, and at sleepchoice.com.
So, a quick aside before we get into Kyrie Irving. That sounded weird. Have you seen the video going around Twitter where Noah Syndergaard threw behind a batter and he gets ejected and then Terry Collins comes out and freaks out? I don't know who all the umpires are. I don't know what their names are. And I don't know why this was the case. I assume it was some random MLB TV thing they were doing. But they're all mic'd up. And maybe they're not all mic'd up. It's probably actually just the umpire that's mic'd up and everyone else is coming through his mic. If you haven't seen this, Kyle, I'm surprised. Usually you see everything.
Thank you. Wow.
It is fascinating. It's fascinating to see everything break out. And we see umpires and players and umpires and managers going at each other. And Earl Weaver, old heads will remember from the Baltimore Orioles, was the best at it. And thank God we got some of his tirades recorded. But to see the way the umpires deal, in this case, the umpire dealing with Terry Collins. And there's F-bombs flying and CS words. Think about it.
Oh, Bull Durham.
Yeah, thank you. You know, everyone's getting ejected. Syndergaard gets ejected and goes, what, for throwing a fastball? The fastball was 6 feet behind the batter. And then to see how the umpire deals with Collins, saying things like, Terry, let me get it out. You know where I'm coming from here. We have to do it. It's our ass in a sling if we don't do anything about it. And Terry's like, MFCS, blah, 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 blah. And the umpire is saying, okay, say that's fine. Say that to me. You got it all out. You need to get more out. Like, I'm here. That's why I'm here. Get your money's worth. And not in a condescending bad way. I suggest if you get a chance and you're on Twitter, if not, Google it. Watch the video first with the sound down. And we've seen this many, many times. Umpire in manager's face. Manager in umpire's face. Toe-to-toe going at it. But watch it without the sound first. Then watch it with the sound second. And it's fascinating to actually see and hear what they're saying to each other and how they're saying it. It really kind of, I gained a lot of respect for that umpire there. And it made me think, you know, we're always thinking about ways to make baseball more fun. Mic them up. Mic them all up. Man, mic them up. I know you'd have to do certain things because they need to be able to talk to each other about signs and plays and all that. Maybe you just have a couple guys a game that rotate that are mic'd up. Could you imagine a secondary feed? You go with the SAP.
Dude, I think that's where we're headed.
I love it.
Mics, individual cameras. Like you have your NFL package. What's it called? Sunday Ticket.
Yes.
So you have that, and where it has like game mix.
Yep.
Where you can watch all the different games.
Yep.
I think at some point you'll have like player mix, where you'll have like six different players to choose from, and you can have a camera that just follows that guy, and you it's like he's mic'd up and you get his mic. And
the way the internet is, you can have companion. Now, all you need is a separate internet page. You don't need to create a whole new channel. You can have just a separate internet page. That's probably the way it would go, is you'd click one of those. You know, it's like the PGA Tour or DirecTV for big tournaments does featured group. So you'd have featured players, and they'd know they're mic'd up. And it would have to be parental discretion's advised. Obviously, the players probably wouldn't love it because everything they say is going to be on mic. Or maybe you have some form of delay. I don't know. But I would love, can you imagine a batter mic'd up, hitting a home run, all the arguments, you're able to hear them, the chatter itself?
I want to, yeah, hearing the guys chat it. The bases is probably the thing I'd be most
would be fantastic.
In.
And it's a little bit of an invasion. I get it.
I'm sure a lot of it is just super innocuous. Like,
oh,
hey,
totally.
How are you enjoying the city?
Yeah, it's good. Yeah. Hey, man, you ate that one restaurant?
That's why.
But I'd still be fascinated to hear that.
Do you think Mark Canna does that? Like, gets to first and he's like, man, I'm really looking for some barbecue. Where's the spot?
Or he gets to first base and everybody's saying, dude, where's the place to eat here? Kyrie Irving is promoting this movie, Uncle Drew. Maybe I'm wrong. I have a feeling it's going to be a colossal flop. I could be totally wrong. Maybe the NBA fans are going to go out and support it. It's going to be great.
I feel like I'm going to see it.
Oh, I will too. I have to. You have to just to...
Are we going to mandate it?
I think so. By the way, 2018 person date it. Thank you.
Oh,
Kyle.
Good point.
Jeez. We kind of have to just to be able to clown it. It's not.
What if we Facebook Live from the theater?
Oh, that'd be great for everyone else there.
Commentary?
That'd be great. Everyone else would love that. He's promoting this movie starring Chris Webber and Reggie Miller. Not entirely accurate, but still, they're in it. And he was asked a few things, including reuniting with LeBron James.
Like I said, in this business, I've kind of experienced it all, and I've seen a lot, so. We'll see what management decides.
Boo. I guess he really can't come out and say, I went halfway across the country to get away from LeBron James. If you want me to guarantee I'm not re-signing here, bring in LeBron. I don't have enough memory in front of me, Kyle, but I wonder if you put out a list of biggest trades in history that, at least as of right now, had the crappiest return for both sides. I'd be hard-pressed to find a better one than Isaiah Thomas for Kyrie Irving. Two All-Stars.
Yeah, so not only... So the Cavs traded Kyrie to the Celtics. The Celtics got a little more than half a season of Kyrie. What did he play, 61 games?
Sure. About that.
Got a little more than half the season of Kyrie, and now they may get one more year of him. What'd the Cavs get? Isaiah Thomas, not with the team anymore. Jay Crowder, not with the team anymore. Ante Zizic, still with the team. Got finals minutes, Zizic did.
Uh-huh.
And that pick, that coveted Brooklyn pick, that was the centerpiece of all trade talks with the Celtics last year, because it was going to be a top three pick, is number, what, 8?
Yep.
Like, that's brutal.
It's, there really has been very little.
Brutal.
I mean, we're with apologies to Kyrie Irving playing 61 games, at the end of the year, if we thought, you know, Jordan Clarkson and Larry Nance Jr. were going to be the focal points.
Yeah.
I didn't buy that.
Nope. They had that really fun like week after the trade deadline, though, where they were really good.
Yes, they did. That was a good week.
Good for them.
When we come back, Greg Hardy has gone from allegedly beating women to beating men in an octagon. Also, Tiger Woods has some interesting living conditions he's dealing with ahead of the U.S. Open starting tomorrow at Shinnecock. We'll fill you in on that next, right here on Sports 1140 KHDK.
Call Dave now at 339-1140 and 1-800-920-1140.
The Jiffy Lube text line at 44-11-40 from the 209. Dave, can you take Kyle to the movies already? How many times can someone ask and get turned away? Gotta love Kyle's persistence. It's not that I want to go to the movies with Kyle.
Dave doesn't like going to the movies with anybody.
Hey, that's exactly right.
At least that's what you tell me.
I'm trying to think.
That's what keeps me from crying at night.
Movies I've seen in the theater. I saw...
The last two Star Wars movies.
The last two Star Wars movies. Dude, I think that's it.
I do too, based on what you told me.
Yeah, I think...
You didn't see Black Panther in theater?
No.
You haven't seen Infinity War?
I still haven't seen it. I haven't seen Deadpool 2 or Deadpool as well. I haven't seen Ready Player One. I watched them at home.
You saw Deadpool.
I saw Deadpool, but I just watched Deadpool like last month. Right. I watched movies. I mean, I saw the one, what's the one with Jim from The Office? The Quiet Place.
Oh, really good film.
I saw that like 2 weeks ago.
I enjoyed that very much.
Is it? Can I say there's no way I can say this without sounding like a ding dong, but that's what I do. I spent a lot of money to turn my garage into a man cave with carpet and sound walls, and I have a pull down. A lot of people don't realize this. It's actually a lot cheaper than you think. It's cheaper than buying a lot of TVs to set up a theater if you have the room. I have a projector. I have a 120-inch pull-down screen that I use. No, but check it.
It's actually not that expensive. So I have a 120-inch pull-down
screen. But watch this. My high-definition projector was $350. I bought it 5 years ago. And my pull-down screen was, I think, 110. That's a grand total of like 500.
Not bad.
That's what I'm saying. But you have to have a space to do it in. But $500 for that setup.
You can't just have a 120 foot screen all willy nilly.
Yeah, inch. You have exactly. Yeah, inch foot would be. But then I have a sound system in there. So I got the 2 subwoofers and the speakers and all
that. Yeah.
It was a project of Katie Christensen and my wife built it, but it was a project of ours. So I like to watch movies at home. The only reason I go to the theater is when it's somewhere I'm like, I have to see this in a theater. It's going to get spoiled. And I can't handle that.
Unless it's Infinity War.
I hope Infinity War doesn't get spoiled for me. I'm sure it will now because the text people are dumb. But like Star Wars, I couldn't. Spoiler alert, by the way, if you haven't seen 2 Star Warses ago. Giving you 3 seconds to turn it down. The one before.
Not Solo.
No, the actual Star Wars, knockoff Star Wars.
Whoa!
Hey, listen, I'm just saying. Not Star Wars Junior. I'm talking about the Star Wars is. Okay, the whole thing that happened with Han Solo, I won't say what, in case you haven't seen it. I couldn't have that spoiled for me.
Sure.
There was a guy, I had the picture somewhere, that on the back of his Jeep was driving around whatever town he was in with what happened to Han Solo painted on the back of the Jeep. And this was like the week the movie came out. And that type of thing, that type of thing would have been arrested for assault and battery, probably. I would have done something to this person.
Put a brick through that guy's window for real.
I don't know. I can pop my own popcorn. There's no lines. I can watch it at home. What about this, Kyle? Would it make you feel better? I know this is a huge thing for you, obviously. It's a huge hang up for you in our relationship.
Yeah, dude, I just want to hang out outside of work. Like, how hard is that?
maybe it would be easier. You could come over to my house and we could screen a movie. About that?
Watch like A Walk to Remember?
I was thinking more like Where Are the Red Fern Grows? Maybe The Yearling?
Dude, there are a lot of movies I still need to see, so...
Yeah, that's true. And I have most of them. Like, you can come over for Shawshank Redemption.
That'd be great.
But then what happens when the movie's over? It's just kind of weird.
It would be the thing where we sit around and we kind of discuss the movie, and I go, man, I had to really get on those, da-da-da-da. And then we'll somehow use that to transition into what we're going to talk about on the next show. And then I would go, all right, man, I got to get out of here. That's some stuff I got to go take care of. And you'd be like, yeah, same.
Could we make a rule in advance that, like, no matter what, like, within 30 minutes after the movie's over, like...
Oh, dude, I'm thinking 10.
Okay, thank you. I was trying to be cool. I also use the man cave as a studio, like a video studio, so I have, like, lights and stuff in there that we can... So we could actually watch the movie and then do an instant Facebook Live.
Well, MST 3000
action. And have you review the movie you just saw. An instant review of the movie you just saw. Just saying.
Do we have any reads? We got to get out of here. I don't think we have any reads this segment.
Greg Hardy knocked out his opponent yesterday, Austin Lane, who I believe had a cup of coffee in the NFL. He knocked him out in 54 seconds. And he looked fantastic doing it. He really did. I, as a fight fan, I have to acknowledge that Greg Hardy, if he had no history and was just some rando coming up through the ranks.
Take away the name and face.
Looks amazing as a fighter. But I'm also looking at photos I made sure to bring up here of Greg Hardy's then-girlfriend, Nicole Holder, with multiple bruises all over her body and several when Hardy had marks on his face. You might remember throwing her against a bathroom wall, throwing her on a bed covered with assault rifles, choking her and threatening her life in the altercation. That's what he was accused of. And he's now fighting. He's got a UFC contract now. He may not fight in the UFC directly. He has a UFC contract. It's an interesting line that Dana White's walking right now. Does the man deserve a chance to reclaim his life and earn a living? Or should this never happen? We'll get into more of that later. When we get back, Tiger Woods' accommodations for the U.S. Open. Reggie Bush is a lot richer than you and me now. And you brought up something about Christian Hackenberg that wasn't funny, unlike what we were bringing up earlier. And I want you to call that back up because that's an interesting conversation when it comes to quarterbacks and how they're developed. We'll get into all that next. Who's there, who's not, and NFL little mini camps. It's coming up in 4. Sports 1140 KHDK.